Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about Byline Bank's expansion in the fintech and payment sectors. Exciting stuff.
Definitely sounds like a big move. So, what's the core of this expansion? What are they actually doing?
Well, they're beefing up their embedded finance efforts by expanding their payments and fintech division, bringing in a bunch of new hires, and making some key leadership appointments. They're really doubling down on this. Got it?
I see. So, new people, new leadership sounds like a pretty serious commitment. Why now, though? What's driving this?
Byline's president and CEO, Alberto Paracchini, says it's all about innovation and, you know, meeting clients where they are. It's about staying ahead of the curve, right?
Makes sense. But what does meeting clients where they are actually mean in this context? Give us the specifics.
Think embedded payments, third-party payment processing for treasury payment flows, issuing and deposit sponsorship banking. You know, the whole nine yards. It started last year with the addition of some real heavy hitters from Fifth Third Bank's new line. It's a power move, for sure.
Fifth Third? Those guys know their stuff. Interesting. But what exactly are these new services Byline is offering?
They're getting into virtual card programs, network sponsorship banking, and a whole lot more. The focus is on direct oversight to streamline execution without needing outside help.
No middlemen, huh? That's a bold claim. How does that fit into the larger world of embedded finance, though? Isn't Byline a fairly small player?
Well, the article also talks about how middle market firms are approaching embedded finance versus traditional credit options, and it mentions the PYMNTS intelligence research on this. Fascinating stuff.
So, are these middle market companies jumping on the embedded finance bandwagon?
Not entirely. They like the speed, but they have concerns about the application process and approval times. They need that reassurance.
That's a really good point. I'd be hesitant, too, if I didn't know how smooth the process was going to be. So, how does this relate to what Byline is doing?
Byline's emphasis on direct oversight and streamlined execution could be a key differentiator here. They might be addressing those very concerns head-on, you know?
That's insightful. Building trust is key, especially with financial products. I see what you mean. Any final thoughts on this? Or is that the main gist?
The article also mentions how consumers already use embedded finance, like with Buy Now, Pay Later, and even paying for Uber rides. But businesses are a little more cautious. So Byline focusing on direct oversight might be really smart. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out for them. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.